This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you, Doug, Stefan, and the Good Day crew, which includes 300 of the finest cows in the country. I'm looking at a few of them right now out front, my pasture for the pregnant cows.
You ought to run a mic out to the barn, and we can have the barn mic.
We're going to have the cow cam. We're going to do the cow cam.
Sure.
I swear, sooner or later, I'm going to do that. We've been saying
that.
I know. For years, we've been saying, we got to get a cow cam. We ought to. Somebody wanted me to put a camera on Charlotte's head to follow her around. You'd be a little bit schizophrenic now as she bumps into stuff here and there, but she's getting around. My God, people keep sending me emails and wondering how Charlotte is doing, and we haven't posted any recent pictures, I don't think, Kenny, of her. I think we have some since her accident, but not a lot. She is just as much of a character, feisty, and has sort of beaten her way back in her own way. I got her to the chiropractor yesterday to get an adjustment, and it's just amazing.
Can you hear her back crack when he adjusts?
Yeah, well, I can. When he hits just the corner of her hip that's out of whack a little bit, and her shoulder. Yeah, and she reacts to it. She looks at him. She can't see him because she doesn't have any eyes, but she hits, you know, that direction. But she is such, it's just amazing.
Thinking about getting sunglasses for her.
Yeah.
You know, like so she can have that Stevie Wonder kind of look.
Remember I said when she was coming back and I was beginning to see the real Charlotte come back again, she was moving, she does. She moves her head around like Stevie Wonder does. It's really, there's a picture of her, Kenny, someplace online, wearing sunglasses.
We had that.
A couple of years ago, yeah. So anyway, Charlotte is doing much better. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a few moments. Later on in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you find the person of your dreams. But now focus on some of the news. I guess war news. The story from the Gaza war. Israel and Hamas considering this Egyptian proposal, and they've been considering this for like 4 days, that partly, at least, addresses the demands that both sides have. Neither is going to get what they want completely, but it would be nice to see some kind of progress here. And I thought it was interesting that the Egyptians sort of stepped back up to the plate, because they used to be, it was the 67 war after that, because part of it was a war over land that Egypt owned, in fact, or claimed. And so when the United States ended the war by giving the Egyptians $4 billion and the Israelis $4 billion. That ended the war. Okay, we're going to pay you guys to stop fighting. And so that's what happened. Since then, the Egyptians have sort of been in it and out of it. With Mubarak, they were just sort of, because they were getting so much money from the West, they decided not to rock the boat. So they did whatever we told them to do. Now, that's all up in the air because Mubarak's in jail. And his family's booted out, and I don't even know that they have a stable government in Egypt, do they?
I know.
I don't see evidence of any real stable government there.
Yeah. We were talking about Egypt,
yeah,
kind of working out the differences. I'm like, what's going on in Egypt?
Yeah.
Because they were a mess.
I think they still are. Okay, so that's that update. The situation in northern Iraq, questions coming about the U.S. troops that are being sent there. As you recall, stories about this group of Christians who were basically run to the top of a mountain by ISIS, and a number being slaughtered in large numbers, it would appear. These refugees were trapped, but there don't seem to be as many. Now, I don't know whether that's, Kenny, because so many of them were killed. But there are fewer refugees than was the report. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's been fewer there than they previously feared, yeah. And that in part because of the airdrops and the strikes on the ISIS group. So they're thinking right now they really don't need to do anything. They can kind of just keep a humanitarian thing and keep dropping supplies, and they should be okay for a while.
Yeah. All right, and the other situation in terms of war has to do with Pukin Putin and what he's doing or what he isn't doing. I am interested in the operation. I'm interested only in that we seem to, I don't know whether we're befuddled by this guy or we know what he's really up to. And I don't know, you know, the convoy is hours away from the border, may even be on the border at this point, 260 trucks, and the Ukrainians say this is a direct invasion. That's how Putin's going to get in here. Send in the trucks. Don't send in the troops. Send in the trucks. So what would you do if you were the leader of Ukraine? Richie? Would you say, come on in, we'll check out, we'll, what is it Reagan used to say, trust but verify. So they don't trust them.
I wouldn't trust them at all.
Mm-hmm. So don't let the truck.
Well, I would not.
The latest on these trucks is that they have changed course and they're not going through the checkpoint.
How are they going to get through? Some place that's now there's no like the people come across the border, unguarded places where they can cross. Is that what they're going to do?
Well, they're going somewhere. The Ukrainians don't know where the trucks are going now.
Yeah. Well, it's a situation that needs to be watched and rectified, no question about it. Dr. Ken talks about Robin Williams' death from his perspective, plus why it might be okay to say pass the salt, coming up here on Good Day.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 gold belts, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with his update, weekly information about those people who are in the news because of their health condition and the health studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are still talking about Robin Williams and his death. One of the experts that's on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, said, Ken, that with proper nutrition, this problem of depression that seems to befit or befall so many Americans is not necessarily alleviated, but certainly addressed. It creates situations where there's substance abuse, and that was really all about what happened with Williams.
I think there's a spectrum of depression from mild to severe. And here we're not just talking about reactive sadness. You know, all of us get a little so-called depressed when we lose something or something happens. But we're not talking about that type of depression. We're talking about here major chemical depressions where there's biological basis. And nutrition, I'm a big advocate of nutrition, but at the spectrum, at the level where Robin Williams was, you need a lot more. Nutrition is just one part of the treatment. There are actually more than 39,000 suicides in America, Doug, each year. That's an average of 108 each day. Yeah. And Robin Williams suffered from severe depression and struggled with drug and alcohol addiction for much of his career. Symptoms of depression, everybody should know this. They vary and can include feelings of hopelessness, extreme anxiety, appetite changes, insomnia or excessive sleeping, and of course there's the suicide risk. Sadly, just half of Americans diagnosed with major depression are treated. Not everybody who has a depression disorder gets recognized. Depression affects rich people, it affects poor people, it affects people across the spectrum. If it can affect Robin Williams, it can affect any one of us. But there's a stigma that remains surrounding depression and its treatment, which may make some people reluctant to reach out for help. Older white men who are depressed are in a special group that are among the highest at risk for suicide. Toxicology testing is now underway to determine what, if any, chemical substances were in Mr. Williams' system at the time of death. I'm predicting, unfortunately, they're going to be positive. But it's a very important that we take a step seeing these illnesses as faults and blames, not as faults and blames, and see them for what they are: medical conditions, genetic conditions, brain disorders which require appropriate diagnosis, treatment, care, and support. If you have concerns about suicide, I'm going to give you a number. Call this national number, and this so often can prevent death. It's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. If you have any thoughts, if you've written a note, if you're thinking about hurting yourself, if you've given things away, these are all the signs and symptoms. You know somebody who's just given the things they love away. They don't take any joy in them. And again, elderly, single white men who live alone, this is the highest risk group for committing suicide. 1-800-273-TALK.
And the risk of someone committing suicide is connected oftentimes, especially as you get older, to not getting enough rest.
This is out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, psychiatry, just this week, that older adults who have trouble sleeping may face an increased risk of suicide, Doug. Doctors should ask about trouble sleeping to screen for suicide risk. Nearly three-quarters of older adults who commit suicide actually visit the doctor in the month, the single month, before their death.
Hmm. All right, let's talk about something more pleasant. Fixing a problem that many of you have, whether you're a man or a woman, with thinning hair. Dr. Ken brought to you in part today by the folks who distribute and make Provia.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised," he tells us. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for your summer activities, Provia has its great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that number is 800-543-5817. Want your hair back? 800-543-5817 cleanses your pores, gets the stuff that's in there that keeps blocking the follicles from growing, gets it out so the follicles can come back. 800-543-5817. Be amazed. Watch your hair grow back again thanks to Provia. 800-543-5817.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Tickets, as you can imagine, are a hot item more than ever. And apparently Ticketmaster thought they were prepared. The tickets for his concerts, I think, September 19th in Atlanta, September 20th, supposed to be two nights in Atlanta, went on sale and, of course, sold out quickly. But when the tickets for a third concert went on sale after the first two were sold out, and Garth said, okay, I'll stay a third night, fans ran into trouble trying to purchase them because the website crashed. And sales for that third concert were suspended as a result of that. I don't know if they've fixed it or not, but, man, that tells you how this guy is hot. No,
oh, yeah, big time.
About it.
Big time, big time.
Other musicians in the news today, English group Duran Duran. Good pop group, good pop music. Next month mark a period of high activity for them.
Yeah, what are they up to?
I'm going to hit the posters.
It's coming right to
That was the poster. The other thing was the poster.
Yeah, Hungry Like a Wolf.
Yeah, right. Okay. So they're finishing a new album. They're going to appear at the Fashion Rocks concert at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on the 9th of September before releasing Duran Duran Unstaged in more than 300 North American theaters the next day. So they're going to, this is, if I understand this correctly, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, they're doing this concert on the 9th and then it's going to be played in these other theaters the next night. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay. This live stream stuff is becoming quite in vogue, isn't it? With a lot of these, I mean, even, what's his face, Glenn Beck does some of these things that appear on a couple hundred, he'll buy a couple 300 theater situations and present his message.
Sell tickets
to it. So in this circumstance, they don't care about selling tickets, they want to promote the album, right?
They probably want to do both.
They're good business people. They would like to do that. This is an enhanced version of David Lynch's original live stream presentation. They've done this before, apparently, back in 2011. The American Express on stage tours. This is what happens when big business meets big music, or big music is big business. So they go to somebody like American Express, say, we want you to sponsor this event, which means they put up the money for the
American Express also uses it as a prop to be able to get more people to use their cards. And that, like a lot of, like if the Eagles come to town, for example.
Yeah, right.
I remember this specifically. You could buy tickets on July 3rd if you were an American Express user. And you could, everybody else got to buy tickets on July 4th. Mm. So you got first shot at tickets to, and they do it a lot. I mean, a lot of concerts. If you've got an American Express,
would you two guys go to see Duran Duran in concert like this, or, you know, on stage?
I wouldn't pay any big money, but it'd be like a fun 80s throwback concert to go to.
When we say big money, can you get into these things for what it costs to go to a movie? What are these tickets?
No.
Normally go, yeah, what? No, it's 300 theaters. Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, for the movie thing.
Yeah.
No interest.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there it is. There's our review of Duran Duran's latest move, 28 after on Good Day.
The news that matters most to you. Have you checked out the bulletin today? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Written by top experts who cover the news for the 50-plus crowd, there's a lot to know. A new survey about parents and their adult children says that the younger generation wants a more honest discussion about their parents' retirement plans. Who weathered the recent recession? A new census report suggests that some people over 65 did okay. There's info on 4 new scams, the rising rate of student loans, a new test that predicts Alzheimer's, and what to do about overdraft fees. My favorite article isn't about all this serious stuff. It's titled 11 Things We Didn't Know Last Week. Did you know that robots can park your car at an airport in Germany? I'll link to the bulletin today on our website. You can also receive it in an email. The pictures are fun, the article's concise, and each topic leads you to more resources about money, caregiving, health, and lots of fun things. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
My name is Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer had to go out for... Wait a minute. Hold on, Rich.
Sneeze time again? What's going on with you? It's a farm.
Oh, it's fly time.
Fly time.
It's fly time on the Good Day program.
Quite honestly, one of the best pieces of audio you will hear all day is coming up. So if you're just getting ready to get out of your car, do not move.
Okay, so here's the story. Kenny Kessler, that's why I wish Jennifer were here and Roberta would have a scream with us. So yesterday on Fox News, there was a conversation going on between a number of the ladies, and I don't know how to identify these blondes anymore. They're just another blonde doing an interview. There was a guy from Newburyport, Massachusetts, who's a doctor. He's a shrink, in fact. I actually, if we could find Joy. Joy's coming in a few minutes, Dr. Joy Brown, to talk to us.
She's here. Joy, are you there?
You there?
I am.
Ah, you're going to love this.
Blonde,
listen to this.
Shrink, you've got my number.
All right, here we go. Listen to this. Joy Brown and Doug and Kenny and Richie. Listen to this. This is a, and there's a bigger piece of audio, and I don't know whether you want to play the whole thing. I think we've got 30 or 40 seconds of this conversation with this doctor who's talking with these women about
about weight loss, and they're talking about women with weight problems, and they're talking about the president's wife and how she pays attention
He was talking about Michelle Obama's suggestions that you pack kale and blueberries in your kids' lunch boxes.
Yeah.
And he says ketchup is not produce, but then he goes on to step on it.
Not a vegetable. Yeah.
All right, so here's the conversation. It may be that we go back and play the whole thing, but I think what will get people talking is the following 30 or 40 seconds of audio.
Michelle Obama is so, like, the Duchess when she's speaking about... She is. Because, by the way, they're not
just... She's eating. She needs to drop a few.
I want nutrition advice from Michelle Obama.
Let's be honest. Like, I mean, there's no French fries happening. That's all kale and carrots. I don't buy it.
Oink, oink.
That guy, his house is being bugged as of this afternoon.
Anyway, they were discussing the group on this Fox Daytime News show. I think it's called Outnumbered. They were discussing Mrs. Obama's school lunch plans and how not everybody is on board. This guy's name is Dr. Keith Albo, A-L-B-O-W, chimes in and sort of fat shames Mrs. Obama. Richie, play the audio again. How well could she be eating, if you can stop it?
It's not French fries. It's kale and blueberries.
Let's be honest. Like, I mean, there's no French fries happening. That's all kale and carrots. I don't buy it. And then he goes on to say, she's up at night in the White House kitchen.
She needs to drop a few.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the female colleagues were clearly appalled.
Oh, man.
I think Kennedy,
Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah, Kennedy was the one who went.
And she's hysterical.
Yeah. So anyway, he's a little heavy himself, and I think she said something like, you ought to look in the mirror, pal, before you talk about somebody else's waistline. So, Joy... you want to play one more time, Richie, just so that people are catching this?
We got it.
All right, okay. So is this shameful? Is this what we get into? I mean, this guy, described by somebody in Boston as an overweight blowhard from Newburyport.
At very least, tacky. I mean, one of the things, you know, the last bastion of bigotry in this country is about weight, right?
Right, yep.
And especially men talking about women's weight is just unacceptable because... Why? You guys have testosterone, so you can lose weight more easily. You know, it's just, especially in a country where you have, well, I mean, you've got two ends of the spectrum. You've got obesity on the one hand, and you've got anorexia on the other. So, not to mention, she's kind of an icon. Saying that a woman needs to drop a couple is like saying a man's a little shortchanged in the junk department.
Okay, well, let me play the devil's advocate here.
Junk too. All right, Richie, let's first, hold on a second. Facebook.com/Twitter Today Show. Comments about that. I found some that'll be pretty interesting. Go ahead, Richie.
Well, if she is the spokesperson for healthy eating and healthy living,
right?
Does that put her
self-proclaimed
up on the fence post to be able to have rocks thrown at you?
Yeah, if she's eating unhealthily.
Well,
is that even a word? But I think body type is a different issue. That first of all, I don't think she's heavy at all.
No.
I think she's very toned. She's not, you know, she's not 14 years old. I mean, I think that she's on the cover of some magazine this month, and I thought, wow, she's in great shape. But the point being that eating healthy and being thin are not the same thing at all, number one, because you can be very thin and be very unhealthy.
That's true.
You can be a little, depending on body type and all sorts of things, you can eat healthy and be a little heavier. So, I mean, I think he's out of line in about 15 different levels.
Well, he's a jerk. But the other side of it is...
And, you know, what's the... Look, let me point out...
As Obama said about Kanye West, he's a jackass. He is kind of...
That's true. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The point is we're all talking about this jerk, and that's his point.
He's written 15 books, and he wants to write another one. So
yeah, he just got a lot of attention from a lot of people. And I think it's absolutely intentional on his part.
Okay, so... Let me just advocate for Mrs. Obama in a sense. that I'm, and I don't even do what people always say. Well, you know, I don't believe her. This has nothing to do with her husband. This has to do with her right. and what she's all about and her physicality. She has an interesting physique, from my point of view. A lot of people think that she's muscular. I don't think she's that muscular.
Her arms are very toned.
Well, yeah, she's toned and she has big hips, and right. so under the circumstances, she carries herself extraordinarily well. She looks great in clothing. She's very attractive by most any measure. From my perspective, I think she's physically quite an attractive woman. But, you know, because I happen to have a different score card for the women that I like, it may be, according to some, the thinner you are, the more attractive you are. I think thinness doesn't go very far at all. I think
especially after a certain age.
Yeah, right.
Remember all the chit-chat when she was the first lady to wear sleeveless dresses?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was like a big thing right. for a month or so, you know.
All right, oh, so goodness. Comments. Kenny, if you got some comments, I got a couple here. Steven says, is this guy for real? He needs to lose weight, grow some yeah. hair, and improve his personality.
Yeah, he's
you know, probably has bad breath, too. But, I mean, it's brilliant PR on his point.
And, here's and that,
you know,
Joan.
Everybody's talking about him.
Who says, big deal. Isn't that what Michelle says about everyone else? That's what's good for the goose. What are you talking about? At least he's a doctor and he knows the ill effects of extra weight. Of course, I myself am overweight and good intention folks like me try to lose all the time. I'm not that sensitive about being overweight. I don't think Mrs. Obama would probably be very sensitive. It's got. They're all. This is something that they have to have heard or seen. Be interesting to know. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and see if they're giggling about this sort of thing? Here is Janice, who says, took a long time for somebody to speak the truth. She does need to lose a few. While we're at it, let her stick to her salads and leave my food alone. My weight's just fine.
Away from my fries.
Joy, no matter what physical condition a woman is in, yeah, if somebody makes a comment like this about them on television, don't you think that they will go, oh my goodness. And she's standing yeah. in the White House bedroom looking over at and going, Barry, do these pants make me look fat?
Yeah.
Well, all of
size
yeah.
bigger.
Exactly.
How about those leopard skin slacks that she's got?
Yeah. Does this make my butt look big? I mean, that's the problem, and that's why I think we're so offended by it. Mm-hmm. Is that
as a woman, are you offended by that statement, or is it an Obama
thing? Well,
yeah,
I think he's a horse's patootie. But
any woman is going to be offended by.
Yeah.
That statement.
The point is, we spend our whole lives trying to be an unrealistic, idealized version.
Barbie.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. A fake big breast, little tiny hips, little tiny. Feet. I mean, it's no wrinkles. It's ridiculous. And men are not held to the same standard, which is why we get pissy about it. So there. Any other questions?
Well, I thought that was perfect. Thanks very much. Would you like to stick around? I had originally thought I would ask you to help us, not me, because I think it's work, but just in general, helping people find the so-called person of your dreams. People, I think, look in the wrong place. I think dating, I wonder about all of this online
dating.
Well,
finding the person of your dreams is unrealistic.
Well, but what is...
Find some, yeah. Finding somebody
what does that constitute, person of your dreams? Let's talk about that, and whether eHarmony and some of these other dating services really do what they say they're going to. In the meantime, a moment or two for a thought or two or a word or two. May I give you a word and a thought about your time, what's left of the summer, how you're spending it with your family and your friends. It may not be a good time for your skin. It's not a good time for bags and puffiness under your eyes. In fact, the heat and the humidity of the summertime and all the allergies, man, have we had it bad this year when it comes to allergies. And so all of that increases water retention and makes the bags and puffiness much worse. Genucel to the rescue. Genucel is a skin therapy that treats bags and puffiness under your eyes. Genucel is so effective, when you start seeing results in 12 hours, you say, my God, what they said on the radio is actually true. Here's what Ruth who listens to us in Ohio says, quote, I've always been taking good care of my skin. I've never had a product worked on the bags under my eyes the way this one does. It was my husband's idea after listening to you to try this, so he bought this for me. I don't know whether, Joy, you'd want to slap somebody, but if you loved somebody, if you were married or a guy that you were involved with gave you something like this, I mean, it's different when people buy it on their own, but if somebody buys it and gives it to you, do you say thank you or do you slap them?
It depends whether or not the diamond that it was wrapped with was large or small.
Call now to get Genucel absolutely risk-free. Amazing results or your money back. Call 800-543-9262 for a limited time. As a matter of fact, you buy in terms of regular order, you'll get it doubled. Doubled. So you pay for two orders. I'm sorry, you pay for one order, you get two. Genucel, 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to ugly bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes. Get two, in other words, a six-month supply instead of a three-month supply for the same price. 800-543-9262. Why don't you call them right now while you're thinking about it?
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Getting your kids ready to head back to school after a fun-filled summer means finding them easy on-the-go nutritious snacks you can feel good about. I'm Risa Jill Miller. It's time to shop for school supplies and stock your pantry and fridge. Aldi's a great option for smart shoppers because it offers high-quality food, household items, and school essentials at low prices. Now, Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends have been named 2014 Product of the Year in the Kids Snacks category, the world's largest consumer-voted award for product innovation. Aldi superfan Crystal Smith has more.
It's so hard to find snacks for kids that are both wholesome and enjoyable nowadays. But with Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends, I know my little one is always getting a convenient, real fruit snack with the quality and nutrition she deserves at an affordable price I love.
For more information on the nation's leading low-price grocer and its recent award, visit Aldi.us.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earth. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Dr. Joy Brown continues to be with us here on the Good Day program. Find her anytime, day or night, with a question that she would answer on her radio program, which airs from noon until 3. A lot of great radio stations around the country. You can go to drjoy.com or call 855-99-DR-JOY. So looking for the right person, casting a net. The divorce courts are filled with people who try the trick and whatever the trick may be of maybe going dating sites. How do you find the right person?
Well, first of all, understand that there may be more than one right person, and there may be more than one right person at any particular time. You know, when marriage was invented, the average lifespan was about 30.
Right.
Women hit puberty around 19. 50% died in childbirth. So you're talking about, if you're really lucky, and men married later in their lives. So you talk maybe about a marriage that was successful lasting 5 or 10 years, and we now flash forward where life expectancy is approaching 90, puberty hits around 11. So it may be that you may be one of those really lucky people who find someone when you're 20 years old and are with them till you're 100. But it's certainly not unusual to think about different people at different stages in your life. The only problem about that approach is finding them is kind of fun. Getting rid of them is not so much fun at all. So, but the idea being that look for someone you like. And I think when we're young enough, we look for our opposites. We get attracted to that, and then we drive each other crazy. I think the older we are, the more accepting we are of who we are. So we're going to find someone who reflects us a bit more. But, I have no problem with dating sites. I think that what it does is broadens the pool. It just doesn't take into account chemistry, and it does tend to foster the looking over your shoulder shopping mentality. But however you can find someone to play with for whatever period of time, I think is great.
Finding somebody to play with for whatever period of time is great. You want to take that away from the conversation here, Richie? Finding. So what chance did you get Richard of staying married to his wife for the rest of his life?
We did it perfect. My wife and I didn't think we had anything in common. Come to find out, we had everything in common. So it was. It wasn't this first, we really got to know each other before we found out we
friends.
Were perfect for each other.
Being friends is
friends,
fantastic.
Not a bad thing. All right. Dr.
Well.
Joy Brown with us here on Good Day. Thank you. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Green lover, where are you? Green lover, oh, so true. And
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I was born a poor black child.
Each other for 4 weeks and 3 days, but to me it seems like 9 weeks and 5 days.
This is one of the best efforts. This guy has had a lot of great efforts. This is one of the best ones. The Jerk, an early movie featuring Steve Martin, and Bernadette Peters is there singing with him as he plays the ukulele, which we now know is one of his hobbies, and he's
banjo,
pretty good
actually,
at it.
But
Say again, Richie?
His instrument of choice is banjo, even though he can play the ukulele. I've seen him at Jazz Fest. He's very good.
He does well. Yeah. So the song You Belong to Me is well-known, recognizable, and kind of cute here, if you want to crank it up for a second, Richie. He's one of those people who bills himself as being funny, and is. And she is nothing but just charming and sweet. There's something about her that always has intrigued me. And so the two of them together made movie magic with the Jerk.
You know,
Steve Mine's birthday is today, by the way. That's why the focus. He's 69. You know what, Richie?
You know, you can tell so much about a person from the way they live. Just looking around here, I can tell you're a genuinely dirty person.
So, Chucker, what do you remember?
Where does that cut fit you?
You talking to me?
Where's Meredith? I want her to hear that one.
Meredith has changed my life, and this place is not like it. Richie, it'll never be the same.
I want proof. I want her to send me pictures of your dining room table, which is a.k.a. your filing cabinet.
And no more. Not a thing on any table in the house.
Wow.
Nothing. Cleaned off. Everything's gone. All right. Anyway, Chucker has some movie up, but I wanted to get your reaction before we pause for a moment. The Steve Martin movie of your choice is?
That's a good question. I guess maybe Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I like the
Jerk.
Parent.
The Jerk is his. I would say The Jerk is his signature film, though.
Yeah, funny. But he did a nice job as a parent. What is it, Father of the Bride, and then there was another one of those. I thought
I love Parenthood, Ron Howard's Parenthood.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, gentlemen.
I never liked that one.
It's very popular.
Hysterical.
Three Amigos.
Three Amigos. Three Amigos. Thank you.
That was a pretty silly movie, too.
Yeah,
Chevy Chase and what, Martin.
Martin Short. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Chucker has movie news in 60 seconds on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. I got a price match guarantee.
How much?
110%.
On what?
All the things I buy the most.
What?
All right. We got to end this commercial.
What?
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. If you find a lower price on a new identical item, show us the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ends 9/7. See store or staples.com for full details.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out the milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
All right, let's check out what Chucker has for movie news here on Good Day. Mr. Chuck Curry is here.
All right, Doug. Another day, another story about superheroes. Warner Brothers is actively developing a big-screen version of the superhero Aquaman and has hired two screenwriters to develop two competing scripts. The character will appear in Batman vs. Superman along with Wonder Woman, which comes out summer 2016. I'll say this about the superhero movies. These studios are really banking on this trend lasting forever, and Warner Brothers and Marvel have a lot of superhero movies in the pipeline. Yeah. But if you look at the history of movies, most people probably thought the Western would last forever. That lasted probably, 20 years and then sort of disappeared.
Before talkies and then developed into something. And with the end of John Wayne came the end of that genre, I think.
Yeah, and then you had musicals that lasted 20, 30 years and sort of went away.
Maybe Blazing Saddles.
And the buddy cop movies of the 80s. So superhero movies, as popular as they are, eventually the audience will get tired of it.
I chuckled at my own joke. It wasn't a joke. It was just a reference, and you didn't hear me, Chucker. I was laughing that Blazing Saddles was the end of the Western genre. And I suppose for some people maybe it was, but it's too bad. In every genre. He did Mel Brooks did stuff for most every genre.
My point is nothing lasts forever.
I got that, Chucker, except you. You'll be back tomorrow here on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.